And that's where we leave the World Service and start our day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nichols. There's news, weather and sport coming up. We meet a family originally from the Punjab in India who now run one of the largest strawberry farms in the UK. That's all before six. A new series emerges from the Chambers later today.
You haven't witnessed the legal system uncovered like this.
Lawyers, police officers walking past. It's a bizarre environment.
I found the whole process bewildering.
You should not believe everything you hear about the glamour of being a lawyer.
Oh, I didn't know you could get your wig cleaned.
What's wrong with all of you?
7 years,
you
I haven't.
You may not think about justice in the same way again.
Just because you can charge an individual with crime doesn't mean you must.
You do not have to say anything. With me, defence barrister Joanna Hardy-Siskind. Starts this afternoon at 1:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4, here's Chris Fawkes.
That's Caroline. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 17th of February 2025. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, Norway, 1,031. Slow moving, expected Norway 1,030 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 later in west. Wintry showers, good occasionally poor. North Utsira, variable 2 to 4, wintry showers, good occasionally poor. South Utsira, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasionally variable 3 or less in east forties. Wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Fisher, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. German Bight, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 to 4 in north. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. East or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. Easterly or southeasterly, varying southerly for a time in South Plymouth, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in white. Drizzle at first, moderate or good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6. Fair, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, perhaps gale later in west. Rain, thundery, good occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or drizzle at times, good occasionally poor. Shannon, southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in west, increasing gale 8 for a time in east. Rain, good occasionally poor. Rockall, southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 4 later in west. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, southeast 6 to gale 8, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west, perhaps gale 8 later in Faroes. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, easterly, veering southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 in east, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from the coastal stations for 0400. Tauri automatic, southeast by south 6, recent rain, 6 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Stornoway, east southeast 3, 19 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Lerwick, southeast 3, 27 miles, 1026, steady. Lucas, southeast 2, 13 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Bridlington, south-southwest 3, 1023, now rising. Sandesi Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 5, 5 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1020. Jersey, east-southeast 4, mist, 3 miles, 1017, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 5, 2 miles, 1018. Scilly Automatic, southeast 5, 5 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by east 4, recent drizzle, 14 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east by south 5, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast by east 4, 5 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation: a large area of low pressure will push fronts in from the Atlantic, with occasional outbreaks of rain or drizzle and strengthening southeasterly winds expected across western areas. In the east, some wintry showers are expected at first in the north, otherwise a good deal of fair weather is expected and winds will freshen later. Cape Wrath to Rattray ahead, including Orkney. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 7 at times later. Wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 7 at times later. Wintry showers until later. Good, occasionally poor until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 for a time, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, drizzle at first, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north, drizzle at times, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times in south, drizzle at first, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Solway Firth, drizzle at first and later, good, occasionally poor at first and later. Isle of Man. Southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, rain or drizzle at first and later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lock Foyle to Collingford Lock. Southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later in north. Rain or drizzle at first and later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Firth of Clyde, perhaps gale 8 later in North Channel. Rain or drizzle at first and later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 at first in north, otherwise 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Mainly southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in west. Mainly fair, mainly good. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes' time. But for now, it's back to Caroline.
Thanks, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 17th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. Sir Keir Starmer says he's prepared to deploy British troops to Ukraine as peacekeepers. European leaders are holding an emergency summit on how to respond to US-Russia peace talks on Ukraine. In business, hopes of an end to the conflict in Ukraine have sent oil prices tumbling for another day. And in sport, more Manchester United misery as they lose in the Premier League again. Sir Keir Starmer has said he's ready and willing to put British troops on the ground in Ukraine to act as peacekeepers in a possible deal to end the war. This afternoon, the Prime Minister will attend an emergency meeting of European leaders who fear they're being sidelined in peace talks. Doug Clane is from the Atlantic Council think tank. He believes the UK may be stealing a march on its European allies.
Europe has not gotten itself a seat at the table yet because Europe hasn't had as much to offer from the perspective of the Trump administration. Now the UK has rapidly jumped up a step in offering something, bringing something to the table to try to get a seat in whatever the future architecture of European security is.
Talks between the US and Russia are expected to start in Riyadh tomorrow. America's top diplomat Marco Rubio has assured Ukraine and Europe that they will be involved, but insisted we're not there yet. President Trump said a meeting between him and Vladimir Putin could take place very soon, adding he believed the Russian leader wanted an end to the conflict.
I think he wants to stop fighting. They have a big, powerful machine, you understand that. And they defeated Hitler and they defeated Napoleon. You know, they've been fighting a long time. They've done it before. But I think he would like to stop fighting.
At least 9 people have died in the southeastern United States as storms brought heavy rains and flooding. 8 people died in Kentucky, many of them when their vehicles were trapped in fast-rising floodwaters. About 400,000 people across 8 states are without power. Ministers say the government has already met a key election pledge to boost the number of NHS appointments and procedures by 2 million in England in the first year in office. They claim the target was hit between July and November last year. Sir Keir said the milestone was a shot in the arm for the plan to get the NHS back on its feet and cut waiting times. The papal selection thriller Conclave has won Best Film at the BAFTA Awards in London. Brady Corbett won Best Director for The Brutalist, a 3-hour epic about a Holocaust survivor and architect. Adrian Brody won Best Actor for his part in the film. He spoke to reporters after accepting the award.
We live in a time that is quite divisive, and it speaks to the need for all of us to